From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The NATO commander in Afghanistan says a negotiated peace is the target. The NATO and Resolute Support Forces commander in Afghanistan says the U.S.'s new strategy there involving additional deployment of troops should give encouragement to Afghan people. In a news conference in Kabul on Thursday, General John Nicholson would not confirm the numbers, saying that would inform the enemy of how we're going to influence the battlefield. But Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday cited Pentagon plans from June calling for 3,900 more troops. Here's Nicholson.
There will be additional capabilities. Some of that's already arriving, but we're not going to talk about the specific numbers. We're not going to telegraph to the enemy what it is we're going to do and how we're going to influence the battlefield.
While the condition-based approach is the new strategy to win the war, Nicholson mentioned that peaceful reconciliation remains an option. Earlier on Monday, President Donald Trump, in a primetime address, unveiled his new Afghanistan strategy. He said the U.S. would shift away from a time-based approach to a conditions-based approach. U.S.-Egypt relations appear to be getting tested after the United States withheld millions of dollars in aid to Egypt over human rights concerns. The U.S. cut nearly $100 million in economic and military aid and delayed nearly $200 million more in military financing to Egypt, one of the largest recipients of U.S. foreign aid. Although Cairo's foreign ministry criticized the U.S. decision, it did release a video of a meeting with visiting White House advisor Jared Kushner and Egypt's foreign minister Sama Shukri. The meeting was reportedly canceled following the U.S. move. Kushner and as part of an effort to revive Mideast peace talks, VOA News. On the 26th anniversary of Ukraine's independence from Moscow, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has accused Russia of menacing Europe and suggesting that he favors providing Ukraine with defensive lethal weapons. Mattis also said the Trump administration will not accept Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. After attending a spirited and colorful Independence Day parade, Mattis met with President Petro Poroshenko and other top government leaders. He is the first Pentagon chief to visit the former Soviet republic since Robert Gates in 2007. Mattis said at a news conference with Poroshenko, "Have no doubt the United States does stand with Ukraine." He said Washington does not and we will not accept Russia's annexation of Crimea, a 2014 action that was followed by Russian military intervention in support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. Police in the Netherlands have detained a 22-year-old suspect in connection with a tip from Spanish police that a terror attack at a rock concert in Rotterdam a day earlier may have been imminent. The man was arrested during a raid in the southern province of Brabant, where police also searched his home. Officials in Rotterdam canceled Wednesday's concert after gasoline tanks were seized from a suspicious minibus. Organizers called off the concert by the American rock group Alalas after the small bus was spotted near the venue for the performance. Police said Thursday the driver of the vehicle is a Spanish national and a mechanic who gave an explanation of why the bottles were in his van. He said there was no apparent link to the threat, but that the man would face more questioning on Thursday. The most powerful typhoon to hit the southern Chinese region in more than half a century has left at least 12 dead as a sudden deluge swamped the gambling hub of Macau, submerging streets and stranding residents. Macau said Thursday that 8 people were killed in the former Portuguese colony, including 2 men found overnight in a submerged parking garage. Another 153 were injured amid extensive flooding, power outages, and the smashing of doors and windows by high winds and driving rain. A new study is suggesting that some 50 million people living across Pakistan's Indus Valley are at risk of arsenic poisoning from tainted groundwater. A Pakistani government research official acknowledged Wednesday that arsenic levels were rising, blaming the brutal exploitation of underground aquifers. Study's authors determined some 50 million Pakistanis were at risk after building a map highlighting areas of likely contamination. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.